Blog Talk Radio. This is Yahaloma. You're listening to Music Wednesday Artist Spotlight on EOTM Radio, the queens of the internet.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
Hey y'all, it's here. It's finally here. The buzz is here. What is the buzz?
EOTM Buzzwire Magazine. At EOTMBuzzWire.com is a monthly magazine on the web.
Continuing with EOTM's mission to encourage, empower, and enlighten, BuzzWire Magazine at EOTMBuzzWire.com will help bring entrepreneurs together, and connecting minds will increase networks to increase net worth.
Read EOTM Buzzwire magazine each month at EOTMBuzzWire.com and stay enlightened and empowered.
The champ is here! The champ!
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Carla B. AKA Knight Rider, and I am writing solo with you all tonight, and you best believe that we are always excited as ever to be right back here in the house once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and of course enlighten your mind. And if you are needing some enlightening, you can always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com, and you can also stream live to all of our shows at www.eotmradio.com. And got something else for the entrepreneur in you. We have a very special place for you. You can always visit www.eotmspace.com. We want you to go out, spread the word, create your space. That site is all about increasing networks because we understand that it increases your net worth. And of course, y'all, tonight we're going to have a little bit of fun because it is our EOTM's music mix. So make sure y'all hit me up on Facebook, or you can actually hit me up right here on EOTMRadio.com via our chat room. I believe we even have our Skypes up. So if you're on Skype, go ahead and punch in EOTM Radio so you can be able to communicate with us that way. I will be on deck for the next hour, and we'll be featuring some of the hottest indie artists around. So we want you to hold tight, stay tuned. First up, we got Et Cetera, Take You There. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Go ahead, work it, baby. Let me see you shake them hips. Can you really drive me crazy? Let me see you lick them lips.
I see it in your eyes when I lick my lips and move it like this. Put your hands up on the thigh.
Your hips and hands like that. What you mean to put you on my plans like that? I didn't know I had so many fans like that. Don't get excited, you're a little bit creepy. Is it chilly in here? You just real glad to see me. I use tongs when I toss that salad. I'm not playing, bought my season pass for that. Let's step it up too much. Is it I'ma go for your belt like prize boxing? Or play, let's touch your teeth. And when I'm done, you might wanna touch your knees.
Take your hands to me.
I'm on a little too
mad.
They say I'm a little too frisky, a little too kinky, a little too risky. I might wanna dance with Missy. I think she's hotter than Mississippi. I like the way you're throwing it at me. Not too freakish, not too classy. You can talk, don't walk right past me. I don't freeze up when I perform like Cassie. But I ain't doing it all night. Give me 40 minutes, honey, you'll be alright. I get it in, I don't have to slack. If you don't come when I come, then you come when I come back.
I know I can't.
Am I gonna be mad?
I can't be mad.
Y'all wet, can you get?
Don't be mad, it's just like something. I can't take your ass.
know how cool I is. You don't what, cause you Catholic. Would you mind if I gave your cat a lick? Don't tell her that you ain't sexy. Let her work those tables like DJ Lexi. Shit that ass like in the videos they do. Like, camera, here's your video debut. It don't matter if I hear. Why is your pants so tight I can reach your lips? I'm hot to death like Puffin is prime, but still cooler than Jay Spittin' LLM.
Senna's Magazine, the hottest urban men's magazine on the planet, period. Only real women with real curves at Senna. www.senna'smag.com. www.senna'smag.com. The truth is out there.
You to understand that I would never ask you to do anything for me that I wouldn't do for you. This song is called The Interview. Listen. Would you pray with me every night? Would you dance with me naked by candlelight? Would you hold me tight? Would you love me right? Would you take the time to understand that I'm just a man who's trying to find God's plan, but you take my hand and cross the sand of time together into forever. Would you, baby, would you believe in me? Would you conceive for me? And if I grow weary from the burdens I carry, baby, baby, would you relieve? Would you die for me? Would you never?
from his thumping grind and delve inside each other's hearts and minds to see what we find when our souls intertwine. Then we can share our treasures with intense pleasure. This is your end.
Welcome back, friends.
Welcome back. Great. I'm telling you, that music is so soft and warm and just definitely keep, you know, get me in a different mood. Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Knight Rider, and I am holding the EOTM music mix down.
That was a hot new track titled The Interview. That was the remix by London Arrington, and who just happens to be one of my guests tonight on EOTM Radio. So at this time, I want to extend a warm welcome to London Arrington. Welcome to EOTM Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Beautiful music, the vocals, everything. But even before we dive into that, London, for the listeners out there globally that may not have heard of you, for whatever reason, go ahead and enlighten them, if you will.
Well, my music is, my name is London Arrington, and I spent a great deal of my time in my formative years studying music at Florida A&M, and that's where a lot of my jazz influences come from, because I studied jazz there with a renowned piano player and composer, Lindsey Sargent, and I just immersed myself in jazz. I really thought that I wanted to be like the next Nat King Cole or Johnny Hartman, or I dare not say Sinatra, because so many people say Sinatra. I don't even want to use his name anymore, but he was like one of my influences, Mel Torme, just like a bunch of obscure jazz people. That song actually is the concept, the piano, comes from a piece called A Garden of Peace by Lonnie Liston Smith. And he was a renowned jazz artist, but it's also, most people know it if you listen to it really closely, because I love hip-hop as well. So I'm a hybrid of old soul music, jazz, and hip-hop. So that song that you just played has excerpts of A Garden of Peace by Lonnie Liston Smith, who's a jazz artist. Jay-Z also used that sample in Dead Presidents from Reasonable Doubt. So that's what my music is. It's like a hybrid of some of the best jazz that you can find, some of the classic, hip hop, and old soul music. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. Yeah, I put out an independent CD, 2008, called Between Lennox and Seventh. I live in Atlanta part time, and I live in New York. And when I'm in New York, I'm in Harlem, and that's where I live, between Lennox and Seventh.
Wow. Definitely, we got to check that CD out. A beautiful, beautiful song. And I want to ask, I do know just from reading your biography that you do play instruments.
Yes.
You want to share with the listeners what instruments you played and what you played as far as in that particular track that just featured?
I did the production. So my boy Reggie Carter co-produced it with me. I play keys, I play percussion instruments, I had a scholarship to Florida A&M playing trombone, but my primary instrument, huh?
Oh, I said,
Oh, okay, my primary instrument is just, right now, is just my voice. That's the best way for me to express myself, through pen and through voice, but the other instruments, you know, they come in handy as well. I have like three guitars. I can't play any, but I like to look at them until I can play them. So
wow.
I keep them around to keep me motivated.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you said you did the production for that particular track. So did you write it?
Yes. Yes. And I wrote it because, I'm sorry?
No, I was saying you did.
Yeah, I wrote it. Actually, it's the song comes from the whole notion that I'm at a point where I'm ready to settle down. And it's like if, let's say I'm taking applications for a soulmate, right? And then I get a couple of people that I'm checking out their resumes and application. And, you know, I like one, you know, one sister. And so I invite her in for an interview. And that's where the concept of the song comes from. It's called The Interview. And if you go back to the beginning of the song, it says that I won't ask anything of you that I wouldn't do for, that I wouldn't ask you to do anything for me that I wouldn't do for you. This song is called The Interview. And if you listen closely to the song, it's just a series of questions that I'm asking my potential mate in an interview. And the first one is almost in order of what I would like for my wife to be. Would you pray with me every night? Would you dance with me naked by candlelight? Would you hold me tight? Would you love me right? Would you take the time to understand that I'm just a man who's trying to follow God's plan? Then will you take my hand across the sands of time together into forever? The entire song is just a series of questions for the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Wow, beautiful. I can't wait to see the video for that. I know there'll be a lot of women lining up in line to be the, to be part of that pick. So, yeah, definitely that's going to be something exciting to watch. You sound pretty young, and I know you're in school. You're currently still in school, correct?
No, actually, I mean, I get that all the time, but I'm not in school, though. I finished, but I'm actually older than you would imagine, but I got a little kid's voice, but I'm telling you, I'm a grown dude, you know what I'm saying? I get that a lot. And if you would see me, then you would just be like, whoa, I can't believe that.
That's your voice,
dude,
yeah.
Yeah, this dude's voice goes with his body. I get that a lot, so
mm-hmm. Well, that's how a lot of the men that sing, kind of the genre that you sing, they're soft-spoken. So, if you came on with a really deep voice, with the music that you put out there, I was like, okay, no, that didn't match. But your voice definitely matches with the music that you put out there, so that's what's up. I want to, I got some people that are hitting me up and stuff on Insta Messenger, so they want to know how they can get in contact with you and to listen to some of your music. So if you can go ahead and share that information right now with our listeners.
Okay. I'm on iTunes under London Arrington. The name of the CD is called Between Linux and Seventh. You can hit me up on Facebook under, A. London Arrington. You can email me at londonarrington@gmail.com. I actually have a website that's being reconstructed. I just had primarily my music on there, but I'm working on a children's project. I do a lot of community outreach stuff with kids in elementary and middle school, so I'm reconstructing my website to for my community outreach opportunities and stuff like that. So those are the primary ways that you can reach me.
Okay, alrighty, cool. I have a question in regards to the music, and this is one of the questions that I ask a lot of the artists that come onto the EOTM Music Mix. What are you hoping to change, if anything, within the music industry with what you're trying to put out?
I would like to get back to actual love songs instead of sex songs. I mean, I'm a highly sexual person, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that my music will act as a catalyst or an aphrodisiac for a romantic interlude, but I would love to get back to an era where the music just set the tone for intimacy and romance, instead of it just being so explicit that it explains everything that a man and a woman want to do to each other. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a lost art. The brother Neo is bringing it back. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see symbolism and metaphors and allegory instead of just you know what I'm saying, instead of just you do me and I do you and we'll...
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's...
I definitely feel you, like the Marvin Gaye's and the Losers. And then even when it comes to music videos and the way that a lot of our women are portrayed, you know, we don't necessarily want to see them naked. You know, we want to see, you know, our people clothed. And that's an aphrodisiac as well, because it's giving a person something to look forward to instead of already seeing you naked. So I definitely feel you when it comes to the music, and we definitely need to get back to that, because, you know, what's out there right now is, okay, let's do this, and we're going to do it like this. And
Right. It doesn't really leave anything to the imagination, so, you know.
Exactly. That's what's up. Say again?
And as a result of that, how explicit the music is, it almost translates, because life imitates art. So you found that a lot of the kids and a lot of young adults who listen to the music, they don't really know how to romance or be intimate or show affection, mm-hmm. because the music doesn't show, you know what I'm saying? I remember,
right.
like when I was coming up, and I remember going back and listening to old music. When you listen to Truly by Lionel Richie, like the first couple of lines was like, girl, tell me only this, that I'll have your heart for always. I mean, when you go back and listen to DeBarge, What Can I Do to Make You Feel Secure, to Remove All Your Doubts, and Let You Know For Sure That You're the Apple of My Eye. I mean, I know what I was doing to that music, but the music wasn't, you know, giving me step-by-step instructions. So that's,
right.
I just like for it to be the set a tone and not just be so explicit. That's my goal.
Okay. That's what's up. Great stuff, and I'm definitely looking forward to featuring more of your music here on the EOTM Music Mix Hour, so definitely make sure you send it. Before you go, I want to ask you another question. It's something else that we ask a lot of the artists that come on. Considering that you are an artist in more ways than one, London, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to some of the newbie artists out there trying to break into the industry? What kind of advice would you be willing to lend to those people?
Something that was told to me, and it helped me out tremendously. I think you should, number one, hone your craft. In addition to singing and writing, be able to play an instrument. It helps a lot with your publishing if you can either play a piano or a guitar and express your own ideas without having to have someone else. That's number one. Number two, recognize early that you are a business entity, you are a brand. And if you can prove to someone else that you're moving units, you're able to come to the table as a business entity instead of an individual looking for someone to complete you and give you something. You can go to the table being able to barter if you can show that you have a product that's already moving units. For me, that's been the most important thing. I chose to be an independent artist. I had a couple of deals on the table. They just didn't look, you know, appealing to me. And when you look at people like Eric Roberson, who is able to jump in and out of the matrix, and that's what I call the music industry, the matrix, you're a whole lot more marketable to the industry when you can prove that you're a self-contained entity and you just need them for a facet of what they can offer instead of having them shape and mold you and put pumps and skirts on you.
Mm. Wow. Great advice. Hopefully the listeners out there will definitely take advantage of that. That's some great stuff, and it's coming from someone, of course, someone sounding so young but so wise. So definitely want to, again, London, thank you for your time, and make sure you definitely stay in contact with us and continue to sing your music, because we would love to feature it. Go ahead and give your Facebook page out again. I got some people who said they didn't get it all, so go ahead and share that again for us.
Okay, on Facebook it's just A.London Arrington. That's where I am on Facebook. If you want to reach me through email, you can at London Arrington. At gmail.com. You can also go to iTunes, check out the CD there. I'm on cdbaby.com under London Arrington. And before I depart, I definitely want to say thanks for the love, thanks for the time, thanks for the exposure. I definitely appreciate it. And if there's anything, if there's anything I can do, you know, for your program or for you as far as coming and singing and performing or whatever, just let me know.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We will definitely stay in contact with you. And listeners, don't forget, go ahead and go right now to iTunes and type in A period London Arrington and check out his newest CD. And I believe you said it was from Linux to 7.
Between Linux and 7.
Definitely. Check it out. I like that title because, of course, I'm in Atlanta right now. And I just love Linux. between Linux and 7, I love when I go to New York. I love Harlem. They got some, that's a totally different kind of place. I'm telling you, when I go to New York, it's like there's no place like it. And that's how you have to talk about New York. It's a totally different planet. It's crazy. But anyway, y'all, hold tight. We got lots more music from some of the hottest indie artists on the planet. We just had our boy, A. London Arrington. Thanks so much, man. Talk to you soon. Hold tight, y'all. Here's Frankie Lee This Dream.
Here we are. Believe it. Raw Talk Radio.
B-M-O-E-L.
Seen Ronnie do it, Sweet T and Say Too, they came too. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fights. Maximize potential, we shape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got flaws with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media is a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr. Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
Oh, she's that name.
E-O.
Sanos Magazine, the hottest urban men's magazine on the planet, period. Only real women with real curves at Sanos. www.sanosmag.com. www.sanosmag.com. The truth is out there.
Stay focused, we don't see nothing beneath the island. Walking this long road, cold. say it. He's right behind that book line. Hate the feel, and however he take it. One thing I know, that's K.I.P. You know
we gon' make it. I'm hustling all the time, keeping my main focus. I'm on my grind.
We gon' make it.
I'm in my right state of mind, right where I wanna be. I'm speaking right, no lies.
We gon' make it.
Know what's formed up against me, shall prosper. We shooting for the top, and y'all can't stop.
We gon' make it.
We gon' make it. I'm keeping my head up and patiently waiting.
We gon' make it.
We gon' make
no do. What you gon' do? Six bill collectors all call you. I guess you not home. That's half the truth. You got a cell phone. Matter of fact, you got two. Two of your bills you spent last night. At the ATM, something ain't right. At 9 p.m., you lost your sight. Cause at 5 p.m., they turned off the light. Man, you pray things don't get worse. I pray God's people not curse with a curse. Don't trip, you just stay in the church. Go with God, it always works. Bills, yeah, come dime a dozen. And if you have debt, then bill's his cousin. And when you can't pay, another bill's coming. Lose everything now, ain't that something?
Bills coming,
they keep coming.
No money,
no money,
no running,
can't run from it.
Ain't it funny? Now bills keep coming,
they keep coming. Today, no debt, slam cash in they face, and write one check, all debts erased, threats and phone calls all go away, no more debt, no one to pay, bill collectors got nothing to say, when they looking for you boy, they call me Mr. Bray, if you try to ignore, they invade your space, they'll take you to court and build a case, brand new house kick you out of your place, you better ask for help, God's giving us grace, how can you be homeless, nowhere to stay. If you don't have a job, it'll hinder your faith. And when I can't pay a bill, that's something I hate. I can't put my faith in nothing that's fake, cause God don't show up late.
Bills coming,
they keep coming.
No money,
no money,
no running,
can't run from it.
Ain't it funny? Now bills keep coming,
they keep coming.
No money,
no money,
no
from me.
Ain't it funny?
Such a man.
How bills keep coming. Bills keep coming. Bills keep coming. Bills keep coming. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
Do that right now, man. I'm in love with these beats. There ain't really no space for you with me. You know what I mean? I mean, this is what I do. I can't help that. It's the way I feel. Hope you feel the same. Real! That's what she told me. Holy shit. Trying to give me your heart, but I have no place to keep it. And I don't want it to get broken in my possession. So I'm letting you know. That's why I'm letting you go. You got a whole life to be living, not getting into relationships, banging if this and that. In fact, you should find somebody better. Never want to prevent you from growing up or ever hold you back. That's why I'm telling you now, I'm in love with the game. The same thing that make niggas change things and then try to explain life and see through their frames. Remain the same game, don't change for no. There's someone out there for you, but it ain't Ripper. So sister, if you could, listen to me, cause you should. It's in your best interest, cause this ain't no tennis club. I'm a scoring, I don't really f*** with love. So I can't do it. I got my music.
know, baby, but I don't, baby. So I can't do it. I got my music. I know, baby, but I don't, baby. Yeah, I know, baby, this really ain't nothing new, I make the girls go crazy, but not on no bragging, just like with music, I'm passionate, so she has to get close, but I ain't studying them like a lesbian, with girls I don't play, like a thespian, this happens all the time, like sunshine and Cali, music had me at my first note, so I gladly devote my soul, my time, my heart, my rhymes to making this game better, it's R.I.P., like Heath Ledger. Smoking like an ace supposed to blow. It's a perfect like a poster. Stay beside me like a hostess. So I don't mind them on my shoulders. I'm married to the game, no prenup. I never get enough. Don't wanna slow down and you're a speed bump. So I can't do it. I got my music. I know, baby, but I don't, baby. So I can't do it. I got my music. I know, baby, but I don't, baby.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, everybody. This is your girl, Carla B, a.k.a. Night Rider, and I'm closing out another edition of the EOTM Music Mix. Tonight, we feature some great, great music, some awesome stuff from Frankie Williams, Stephen B., actually, Stevie B, Ron A, Devon, etc. We played, of course, we had our featured talent tonight, which was London Arrington. He was holding down the show with me tonight. Don't go anywhere, you guys. We have another full hour of some nonstop, greatest music, hip-hop, with our EOTM's youngest intern, Stacey B. She'll be on deck next, y'all. So hold tight. Thanks again. Peace.
That person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I will need you to say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I am the core of your discussion, and you saying nothing. Pay homage to the fact that you see that I wasn't bluffing. Now a hood star overcame a lot of rough shit. I'm missing in the zone, watching my family exit my life. Y'all said y'all always live my dreams with me. Now you suggesting that we still split 50-50? I'm in the limelight, both Diva Vixens with me. Beasting every track, killing bitches really quickly. How I go from being a bitch that wouldn't mount to shit to being a queen thrown top of the mountains, bitch. I don't wanna go back to what I started with. I didn't have a dime, tired of all the starving shit. Yeah, but you can see how far I came along. You rather see me down and out than see me all alone. I'm on my way to the top. Do you wanna roll? I got an extra plane ticket if you wanna go.
Involved. That person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I will need you to say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
You know, this song I wrote, well, it's Drake's song, but I redid it because I can do that. But this is from the very bottom of my heart, you know what I'm saying? I got family, friends. They don't support me, don't believe in me. This ain't no joke. When I make it to the top, then everybody gonna say something, baby. And I ain't gonna be listening. You know what I'm saying? I don't take this lightly. It's in my heart, man. Black Diamond.
something about us too.
Just to think about it, I would do things that I would regret. Trying to get you to understand how I felt for you. I tried real hard time and time again, but I didn't know our love wouldn't grow. I should have just let it go, but I stayed around thinking you would learn to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever undo what you've done. You try to play me like a fool, so I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go. Couldn't stay around thinking you would learn to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever come do what you've done to me. I love you deep in my heart. I know you couldn't love me, baby.
Lower your tone over the phone. I should've known, damn, I should've known this wouldn't last long when you didn't come home tonight. And now I'm on in the zone, handle business on my own, so respect the queen on the throne. I here's some strong advice, move on, that's life. You wrong, I'm right, and I'm glad
and
I let
we
you
both
go.
Know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do whatever I'm doing with you.
Look at me like that, man. What do you mean? Hey, man, I love you, man. Look, I love you. Okay, see, I'm a real blessed man, and don't
don't understand why we ignore God's plan. Sister, brother, see, I don't have fans. You my brother in Christ and my sister join a hand. Now I don't do fairy tales, I'm not Peter Pan. But there's a story about a man that bought a piece of land. A neighbor moved in, someone he can't stand. Cause he have a pair of Nikes and you stealing off brand. Nah, man, hating ain't good for you. Put a smile on your face, man, try to get loose. But if you don't, look, man, tell you the truth. You know, hating on people looks bad on you. Man, my enemies, yep, you can all be rude. And I'm not gonna trip, I'ma keep my cool. Put a smile on my face, cause that's what I do. Because hating on me is like catching the flu. Now I love to love you when you hate me. I love to love you when you hate me. Keep it real, this smile is not me faking. Me a hater, see you got me mistaken. See I love to love you when you hate me. I love to love you when you hate me. Keep it real, the smell is not me faking. Me a hater, see you got me mistaken. And when I smile, you turn to a frown. And every time I look at you, you bringing me down. And yeah, I do music, you hating my sound. And you listen to my music, rolling around. And now you can't eat, you lost a few pounds. And now you can't sleep, you driving to town. Hey, repent, man, oh, you ain't hearing me now. Life is not a joke, man, stop playing the clown. You wanna be blessed, believe for yourself. And try to keep your eyes off everyone else. See, there's no one to point to, there's no one left. Look, this is how the game played and God is the ref. So I smile in your face, I don't slander your name. And if I seen you every day, I'd be happy you came. It's up to you, I'ma love you even if you don't change. And you still don't like me, man, boy that's a shame. Now I love to love you when you hate me. I love to love you when you hate me. Keep it real, this smile is not me faking. Be a hater, see you got me mistaken. See I love to love you when you hate me. I love to love you when you hate me. Keep it real, the smell is not me faking. Me a hater, see you got me mistaken.
As they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appear to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. One thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day. A lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finally you're sick and getting hitched, living the fairy tale life perfect without a glitch. You think that this is really happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. So take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone to have it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through. Gotta big up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
So all my peoples working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. That's right, come on. Yeah. Give thanks to the avenue. When you see that it's bad, there's always somebody that's worse, you know what I'm saying? Give your blessing to me. Wah 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 wah. Wah 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 wah.
Remember the time when you used to. Better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day.
Rock Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M. Hey.
B-O-G-M. My wife Paula started seeing Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got draws with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media is a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
In the building,
O-G-M-A.